Today's reading begins in Psalm 119, verse 1. Psalm 119, verse 1. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart. When I learn your righteous rules, I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. How could a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your rules at all times. You rebuke the insolent, accursed ones, who wander from your commandments. Take away from me scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me, and graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your rules before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servants your promise that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life. Let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then shall I have an answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of your truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your rules. I will keep your law continually, forever and ever, and I shall walk in a wide place, for I have sought your precepts. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings, and shall not be put to shame, for I find my delight in your commandments, which I love. I will lift up my hands toward your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Psalm 119 is an extended acrostic psalm that combines elements of a wisdom psalm and an individual lament psalm. Each stanza, each little division or section within it, contains lines that in the Hebrew text all start with the same Hebrew letter. It focuses on this theme of following the Lord's ways versus the way of wickedness, and the transformative role of submission to the instruction of God and the desperate need for his help. So the first stanza, Aleph, is an introduction, similar to the way Psalm 1 introduces all of the Psalms. There is the repetition of this word, blessed, and includes images of walking a right path and diligently keeping the Lord's statutes. The second section, Beth, has the theme of keeping pure conduct by internalizing the word of the Lord and responding to it verbally. Pure conduct can only be accomplished following the Lord's instruction, and we must do so with complete and total devotion. The third section, Gimel, and don't take these pronunciations as necessarily correct, just doing the best that I can. But this section emphasizes that the psalmist needs God to help him understand his directions. He points to the revelation that goes beyond just knowing content, but living a particular life in service of God. He longs for the direction of the Lord. Twice he repeats that he is God's servant, emphasizing a closeness that he has to God. Because he's so close to God, he's rejected by society. His opponents are insolent to God, and so they are opposed to him as well and scheme against him. The next section, Daleth, depicts the pain that comes along with all of this opposition as he tries to follow the Lord's direction. This one emphasizes the way, mentioning it 5 times within this section. He has made the choice to follow God's way. The next section, the 5th section, the psalmist asks God to change him so that he might be able to keep his directions. He asks for teaching, understanding, leading, changing his very heart, not to be selfish, but to follow the Lord's way. The first half of this stanza, each verse is a request for that personal transformation. The second half focuses more on, give me life in your ways, confirm your promise. It focuses on that which God will give him. And the last section that we read today, the 6th section, I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it, W-A-W. This is the first of 5 stanzas to contain all 8 of the Hebrew words for God's direction. This particular section has a lot of focus on verbalizing, answering, speaking. I shall have an answer. That type of thing that we see in verse 42, speaking in verse 46. The psalmist is stating that God's word will be within his heart and it will come out within his mouth. He also focuses on this steadfast love of the Lord for those that would follow him, focusing, of course, on himself. Psalm 119 gives us a lot to think about, and hopefully by breaking it down into these sections, it will allow us to give us something to meditate on as we continue our readings. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.